If you are a soldier in battle, you usually don't want to be trapped behind enemy lines. Yet that is exactly what happened to John by his own fault. Now the race was on to see if he could wiggle his way back to safety without being discovered. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
In 1780, Benedict Arnold had just taken a new post as commander of West Point, but he was corresponding with British spymaster John Andre about delivering the fort and General George Washington into the Brits' hands. Sir Henry Clinton was reluctant to let Andre go and directly negotiate with Arnold himself, but he did provide important instructions.
Don't go behind enemy lines, don't change out of your British military uniform, and don't take any papers from Arnold.
Char Weigel at the Tarrytown, New York Historical Society says John Andre took a boat toward West Point to rendezvous with Arnold. He immediately broke the first rule by going behind the Patriot picket lines, and when Andre was ready to head back to the boat to leave, he realized he had another problem.
He and Arnold negotiate all night long. Andre goes back to get on the boat to sail down. It's not there because an American commander has been very nervous to see this British vessel so close to the edge of the neutral ground and fired cannon at it.
Now Andre had no choice but to walk.
So Arnold said, you're going to have to go overland. You're going to have to go through the neutral ground. You won't last 10 minutes in that British red coat. You have to change into civilian clothes.
If Andre was captured in civilian clothes, he could be considered a spy and be put to death. However, Arnold believed he had a plan to keep him safe.
So he gets changed, and Arnold gives him a pass. This says, Mr. John Anderson, I'll use your fake name, is on business for me. Let him through. And here, signed big and bold, Benedict Arnold.
Andre began the trek overland along the Hudson River, hoping to make it back to the British side of the lines. The area between the lines was quite dangerous, and Andre spent one night waiting for a chance to sneak back to safety. What happened next perhaps changed the course of American history. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Tarrytown, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.